Continuing Siman Reish Ches, we're up to Sif Ches. Al pas doichan, o plizoi, so ur is in doichan, so doichan is, let's say, millet. O plizoi, some other type of grain. Oishal sharmini kidneys, or beans, or corn, anything else that would be considered kidneys. Interesting that we're giving the shir on Pesach, but anything that's in that world. So now that you're not eating it as a bean, which would be hadamah, you're eating it as a bread, mevar shahakol, because it's like the halachos we saw earlier, where if you made a paste or something else out of a vegetable or a fruit, you made, let's say, falafel out of chickpeas or hummus, it lost its bracha. You can no longer label it a bari pri adama. It doesn't look like a fruit anymore. And it would be a shach. The Rama adds, always the tavshim misham in the and the shalem. If the beans stayed shalem, the toiv move shalom kachayim tastes good. Then mavarich by pridama. If it's nismachol legarmi, or shem toiv move shalom kachayim, or tastes worse now that you've cooked it, or it's dissolved, totally dissolved, mavarich shahakol. In that case, the halach would be you would make a shahakol on those items. Mishnah Berurah sivkata lama gimel pas doichin daftehim pri adama. Even though it's a hadama by dishnasa pasish tan lamayu, so you improved of making it into a bread. I mean, kamakum kevin daideze yotzim taras pri. It is no longer classified as a fruit. Ain't no chalim a bread pri adama. You cannot make a bread pri adama. Maitzi im avarach elch bechemishim minim. You can't make a maitzi. Lachim avarach shahakol. So therefore, we have no choice. The bracha would be a shahakol. For efsher, lamer oy tam. Another reason. Mish in derech chalasa betach. She in derech chalasa pasmus. That's not typical to make bread out of this. Akeni avarach shahakol. Vine. If this was the reason, they would make cornbread out of this. So then, that would be the halacha. Really, they're not grown specifically for this purpose. It's grown to feed the geese. And we have no other foods. That's why they're beating it. That this Turkish vites should only be eaten techasuda because it's similar to rice, and maybe it has the halacha of a mezainus, and therefore the chumra would be to only eat it toich hasuda. Please, but Tamil Rabbi Yonakasa Penitza, Hakol, Echad, that's all the same thing. Huminshu Zain, Yosimisharmi Nikitnius, it's a type of food that satiates one more than other types of beans. Vikamashna, the Filachim Varachna Pita Shako Kershakitnius, it still only gets the Shahakol Bracha. If you made it into a flour and then you cooked it, once again it would stay a Shahakol. That milo will be the same thing. If it remained shalem, so you make adama in the soup. As long as they're not totally dissolved, you could still recognize what it is. The bracha would be a bar pri adama. So if you made a pea soup and you could still see the peas, you'd make adama. What we call the retina kasha, maybe it's kasha varnish because I don't know what this is, but mevarchim bari pri adama, you'd make a bari pri adama, the peas, as long as you still see it, you would make a bari pri adama. Nis machu ligamri, if it totally got dissolved, so then, hainu dafka shasa tafsha mekemach shal kidney, shindar chayasa mekach, oy shemich, oy shindar kli menukov, shindak morka kemach. You made it so thin, or it's something that's not typically eaten like that, that's when you make a shahakal. And you mash it with your spoon, so let's say mashed potatoes or like, the mamashin is still there, you would still make a bar pri adama. But if it's not toivim uvushalim, the Rama says you'd also make a shahakal. All the vegetables at the same halacha. As we saw there, and we'll see it again now, but the avid if you mean hadama on these items, kasa b'chay adam, the chadam says you are yatsa, therefore a person would not make a new bracha. But the avid he can rely on the chay adam, that even though he should have made a shahakal, but he made a hadama, he's still yatsa by saying by your pri for hadamah.